is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Hello?
Okay, let's try that again. Hopefully you guys can hear me now. We're trying to reintroduce one of our newer shows on the network, The Love Crusade, with Christina J. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back, Christina.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry for the confusion at first. I couldn't find the call-in number, but I'm here.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. The Love Crusade. That is the name of the show. And you know what? I always say this. I say that I am not Christina Green J. That's just my name. I love the idea that we are all consciousness and souls being these people. So I love that. And there's no other way to start my Love Crusade show, or it's really your Love Crusade, but this show, than with music. And this week I actually have two songs. So, I'm being a little bit bold and making you listen to two songs. Hopefully you'll stick it through and listen to them. The first one is called Beautiful People by Ed Sheeran, and the episode this week is actually called, We Are All Beautiful. So listen to this song and the irony of it. We'll start with this one, and I have one more to listen to before we get into this week's topics. All right, thanks so much. Here we go, Beautiful People by Ed Sheeran and Khalid. I'm just trying to figure everything out. Just ourselves. There's so much more than that. All right, just a little bit more of the song. Gonna get some Khalid in there. Fazed by the light and all the cameras. We don't fit in well, just be yourself. Get a All right. So I'll stop there with that one. That was Beautiful People by Khalid and Ed Sheeran featuring Khalid. And again, this topic this week is about being all of us, being beautiful. So I love the irony of this song where it kind of challenges you and says, well, what is being beautiful? You know, what does that really mean? And beauty is inside and out. And when they sing in this song, they actually are meaning like all trying to fit in, all being the same, all trying to live this certain type of lifestyle or role when it's really not us possibly. You know, we're so much more than just this lifestyle or how we look and how we dress and how we act. So I love that song. It challenges the irony of what beautiful means. So now the next song. The next song says, Who Am I? And the people who sing this, the group's called Need to Breathe. It's a Christian group. And I actually found this song just randomly, and it really spoke to me. It just helps me relax a little bit and get deeper into myself. So now I'm going to play this next song. It's called Who Am I, and it's by the group Need to Breathe. They are a Christian band. All right, let's see. I have this song here, too. This is this one. It's live. It's the only one I could find easily, so here it goes. Sometimes my bad decisions make my position no one. My rules and my past were changed. You take my hand somehow to really love who I really am. Don't let go. All right, I'm going to spare you my singing, not the rest of the song. Spare you my singing. All right, so for that one, I love it for so many reasons because it just talks about us being human and how we have these desperations and we always feel not enough and we make bad decisions. And still, if we, you know, believe in God or we believe in whatever higher power you believe in, whatever the source is, that you feel this love. You can feel this love within you regardless of who you are, regardless of what you've done. There's always love available to everybody. And what else I like about this song, one of the choruses that I didn't play was, let me see, the way I put you through it, you know, what you had to see, I'm a train wreck or a mess, but you still see the best in me. You see the best and the worst in me and you still love me. So this song is wonderful. It, like I said, it kind of just makes me feel loved. It does. And it makes me feel like I belong somewhere. It makes me feel seen, I guess, because we're all so not perfect. We're perfectly not perfect. and that's it. So these songs I love to share so that you can listen to them yourself. You can maybe play them and contemplate them yourselves. I love bringing up different songs and talking about what they actually say and how it relates to my topic for that week. So those are the two songs that I picked for this week. I just felt like they both were a little bit different, but complemented what I was going to talk about this week. So, all right, now that the music's done, back to the show, The Love Crusade. So what do we discuss on The Love Crusade? Well, each episode, I try to discuss anything that has to do with spiritual practicality, call it. Just making sure you're still here. Yes, you are. Okay. And I also call it conscious living. What is that? It's living with awareness, living aware of, you know, what's going on in your life, what's going on around you, living with authenticity, being able to open yourself up to more love, joy, and happiness by healing yourself, healing past wounds, allowing yourself to evolve as a person, you know, allowing yourself to become more, and just the different processes that we can use to do this. And, you know, it starts individually. This is only my journey that I'm sharing with you. I have to say that. This is nothing more than that. You know, hopefully it's an inspiration to you. That's my only goal, to inspire you to do your own work, to find your own truth, I guess, in your own life, to understand what makes you happy, what makes you tick, what matters to you, to challenge the status quo and just make sure that you're seeing truth everywhere. What else? And that's pretty it. That's why I call it your love crusade, because as I'm on my love crusade, I'm sharing what I go through with you, my ups and downs, my imperfections, and then I'm hoping that you get something out of that and you take it into your own life, contemplate it yourself, take it or leave it. It's up to you. Anyone who tells you this is how something should be and this is what you need to know and that I know all the truth is probably not telling the truth because all of us are discovering these things as we go, including me. And my only job here, I feel like, on the Love Crusade is to help you find your own crusade, your own journey to the inner part of you, to the truth of you, I guess, the source, the soul of you, right? Because we're so much more than these beautiful people. Okay. I wrote down a couple of things that I wanted to say this week. First of all, let's see, I felt the need to give a disclaimer. I don't know why, but I'm going to. All right, bear with me. Remember, this show is just my thoughts and opinions. That's all it is. I don't ever want anyone saying, well, she said this, because they're just my thoughts and my opinions. That's all they are. I'm sharing them with you to take or leave, do what you want with. It's up to you. You're always needing to seek your own truth for yourself. Maybe I'm giving you some hints as to how to find your own new foundation, how to go within and find more security and happiness instead of feeling like you're living a fleeting life that doesn't seem to have any center to it, any core value, any authenticity, right? We're all seeking authenticity. So also, I always have a lot of questions for myself that I don't always have answers to. And sometimes just throwing questions out there is a great way to find better answers, to maybe become more, to know more. It always starts with a good question or a better question for better answers. And then also, like I said, anyone who is telling you this is how it is and it has to be this way is not trying to empower you. For you to be empowered yourself, it means that you have to make your own decisions. And for you to make your own decisions, it just means you need some tools. It means you may need some guidance. You may need to listen to a bunch of people and get different thoughts. But in the end of the day, it's you and your truth and what matters to you. And I'm hoping that most of us have the same, I guess, foundation we're looking for, which is what? It's always love, peace, happiness for our families and ourselves. It's safety, right? Safety, opportunity, that we all thrive, that we all have chances, that there's fairness in life, that we feel that way, that we're all included. I mean, we're all looking for that same foundation. It's so funny how sometimes we get so frustrated and we're pointing at people and saying, well, they this and they this, and it's just, you know, enough. At the end of the day, we are all looking for the same thing. We are all so much more alike than different. And the alike part is what actually counts, that foundation that we're looking for, the idea that we choose good and love, that we want safety and security, that we believe in each other. And to believe in each other, we have to believe in ourselves first, actually. Did you know that? That's just my thought, my opinion. Okay, that's that. Clarifications. Yeah, I don't know why I have these different categories, but I do, and I just felt like they're important. So again, I'm not perfect, that's for sure. I'm just trying to be as transparent as possible to clarify things that I might make mistakes on. Again, this is like a conversation we're having. That's how I see my show, a conversation on helping you to evolve as I evolve. So I know sometimes I'd start it with saying something about who I was and that I'm a stay-at-home mom, you know, I've gone through a divorce, I'm a seeker of truth, I have an MBA and a BS, Bachelor in Science, and sometimes I've downplayed those, played them down, dumbed them down, or whatever you want to call it, but part of me said, you know what, I'm going to take a step back there because I'm not being fair. I mean, I worked hard for my degrees. They provided me with something. They did. I think my goal was to just elaborate and say that we need our minds and our hearts in life. We need both. We need our talents, which sometimes don't come from college. They can come from anything. So, yes, I do appreciate my degrees, and I worked hard for them. I appreciate learning institutions. I appreciate the ones that are more diverse and a little bit more out there and daring and innovative. But, yeah, you know, in addition to that, we need some soul grounding. Well, yeah, your soul can ground you. Well, it can and give you more awareness. And it just allows you to broaden your perspective. It allows you to think from your heart, not just from your mind. Because I know for myself, when I'm not present and I'm always in my mind, I'm missing my life. So that's why it's all about balance. All right, so I just had to say that because I have downplayed the degrees before and I didn't mean to do that. Let's see, what else do I want to say to you before I begin this week? I think that's about it. That's it. All right, so that was my disclaimer. Oh, and then also, just FYI, this is the only talk show I do, this one. It's on twice a month, every first and third Wednesday of the month. I have an Instagram page, just one, and I don't always post lately. I have a web page, which is a little outdated. I even have Facebook, which I don't really go on much. So what I'm trying to say is that I just want to know you to know me and what things I am doing. That's all I'm doing. This is me. And I raise my daughter and trying to get my life together. I may be doing some things, you know, moving. I mean, I've got all kinds of things going on in my own life. So, all right, I'm losing track. Let me get a sip of water here. So we are all beautiful, right? Because we all have the right to be ourselves. We are all originals, you know. There's no need for copycats. We don't have to be like anyone else because everyone else is taken. I just love that statement. It's like, don't copy people. Well, copy them if you want. What I'm saying is there's a freedom in knowing that it's your choice. You know, be you. Isn't that why we're here, to be ourselves? Because in this beautiful world, I feel like it's a puzzle piece, and each one of us plays a different role and a different piece of that puzzle. So if you're always exactly like the person next to you, that kind of makes you expendable, right? So be you, because the original you is needed. I mean, that's who you are. So be yourself, because we're all worthy of love, and we're all different. But underneath all of that, we also are all the same. You know, we're these souls. We're light. We're love. We're here to experience life. And when we experience things, what happens? We grow, we learn, hopefully. And when you learn and gain more wisdom, you evolve, hopefully, because you make different choices, right? You allow yourself to expand, and you enjoy. So all of it is wonderful, but it's not that great if you're not enjoying it. So that's actually something I've struggled with sometimes, because I can become very serious. I definitely have a thinking type of mind, and I've sometimes lost my joy. So that's something that's important for me that I keep trying to bring back, to lighten up a little bit, to be here in the present moment and be able to just enjoy this journey that I'm on, because that's what it's about. It's about enjoying it while we're learning, growing, and evolving. Let's see. I'm not downplaying this because this can be difficult. Oh, my gosh, it could be so difficult, right? With this life experience and everything we go through, I mean, there's so much crap going on, right? There's so much pain we experience. We all have suffering, self-pity and anger and things like that. Yes, absolutely, and I know. Because I do all of it, and I'm sure you folks do too. But with courage, you know, with choosing to look at yourself in the mirror and having some self-healing going on and the ability to say, I will change or I will take the effort to be better, that's why we're here. So today I'm going to talk about the idea of, you know, who am I and who am I not? I'm not going to go too deep into it, just some general things to make you think about what's important, especially during the holiday. Because I keep thinking about Christmas and Christmas decorations. Then we're talking about beautiful people and designer clothes and looking a certain way and doing this and doing that. And, you know, all of that's wonderful. but it's like the props and the decorations, like who really are we? You know, sometimes we miss that. And when we're so surface, when we're so on the outside, we miss, I guess, that inner warmth. We miss our hearts. We miss, the feeling, the beating of our own heart, of our own life, you know, and that's my goal for myself, which is what I'm hoping to share with you, is just to go within and restart this heart of mine to feel something. You know, we're a society that numbs. We love to numb ourselves so that we don't feel. And unfortunately, you don't always have to feel, but you got to feel something. You got to feel something to heal yourself. You got to feel something to know what you feel about something. You know, it can't just always be your brain because your heart has to be included. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about who you are not, and a little bit about how to overcome maybe some of your pain, how to restart your heart with this process I call CPR, right? Ha, 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 how ironic. It's called CPR, but it does not stand for the CPR that you know. It stands for the courage to kind of choose yourself and self-heal. It talks about the P is passing by fear, you know. Fear is there, but we're not going to choose to hold on to it. We're going to choose to look at it and go by it. We're not going to let fear stop us from doing things that we want to do in our life. And then the R in CPR is to reveal the truth of ourselves, like to reveal what matters to us. That's what it is, I think. And sometimes you don't know what matters to you until you go through a bunch of stuff. So that's my goal for today. All right. It's a lot, right? I know. Because I was writing down some notes earlier and I was going, oh my goodness, am I going to be able to get all this out? So bear with me as I look through my notes and share with you what I wrote down today. Keeping track of time here. All right. The show's, well, almost halfway over. So this is perfect. All right. Just drinking some water. All right. So you have the right to be you. That is your right. That's my right. I have the right to be me without actually needing to explain to you why I want to be me or what it is about me that I like. You know, we all have the right to be who we want to be. And I guess we can't enjoy this right unless we respect this right for other people. So if you don't want people to be them, if you want them to be you, then you must not like yourself too much either. See how complicated this can get? I'm not trying to make it complicated, but I'm trying to make you think. So we need to see ourselves as beautiful people because we are. But it's the essence of us that's beautiful. It's our souls. It's the light inside of us that's beautiful. We're all dressed up, right, in character. We all have preferences. We are all different colors. We all have different choices. We all have habits and things that we do. Some of our habits and things are built into our DNA, and we can't help it, but we can choose, once aware of it, to change it. We can choose differently always. It's work, yes. It's hard, yes. It goes against what we're programmed for, probably, but you can do it. You can. I know you can because I'm trying and I'm doing it. I was going to say I'm attempting. No, I'm doing it. I am. Bit by bit. That's called hope, you know, rigor, perseverance. I'm not giving up. I'm going to dig deep and improve myself, be a better person, become more. So let's see. The core of us. Yeah, the core of us is very much, I think, the truth of us, the feeling of love, maybe I call it, you know, acceptance of ourselves, peace, that feeling of calm and safety, that feeling of happiness, positivity, it's uplifting. All I know is that love feels good. It's supposed to feel good. And sometimes when we grow up in families or we have situations where there wasn't this feel-good love, love can be so confusing, can it? So love can be confusing because someone will tell you they love you and then they'll beat you. I'm giving really random examples, but someone will tell you they love you and then they're robbing you blind. So love can be so confusing, which is why you have to go inward and find peace within yourself, maybe in nature or something, not near computers and not in your house, and think about, you know, what makes my heart light up. And that type of feeling, that is love. And that's as basic as I can get because I know love can be confusing. And that's why I feel for people when you tell them, oh, just choose love. Well, what if someone's never really experienced true love in their life? You know, that's why I'm trying to break this down a little bit for you. So if it doesn't feel good, it's not love, period. Okay? Love feels good. No matter what someone tells you, if it doesn't feel good, it's not love. All right. So we all want love. We all want that center of ourselves that feels good. You know, we're all after the same thing. We all want that for sure. Who doesn't want to feel good? We all want to feel good. But we want it to last. We want it to be true. We don't want it to be fleeting. We don't want to feel good because we had a drink. I've been there. We don't want to feel good because we went shopping and bought $1,000 worth of clothes. We don't want to feel good because people are telling us how wonderful we are, and then we need more people to tell us how wonderful we are because we don't, maybe we don't believe it. So again, feeling good truly from the inside is our goal. So let's talk about this dressing up that we do, you know, these beautiful people that we are, these beautiful characters with our preferences and choices and habits, and how we put so much emphasis on that. So as a person, we are always looking at each other from the outside, right? Half of us don't even know the truth of who we are for ourselves. So how could we ever think that we know somebody else? We don't. So my point is that we have to stop judging. And judging starts with judging yourself. And I'm a big culprit of that. I judge myself so harshly sometimes. You need to look at yourself. But when you look at yourself, you need to have compassion, understanding, some kindness, the same way that you would have for somebody else. And then you need to realize, if you're confused about yourself, like I said, how could you know anyone else? None of us know each other that deeply that we know each other's stories. None of us knows someone's story exactly. Even two people who grew up in the same home don't even have the same story, and that's as close as you get, right? The same parents, a lot of the same experiences, and even those two people don't really know each other. So my point is that we need to stop judging each other and just start showing some love, you know? And how do we dress up every day? Our skin color, our cultures, the thoughts we have, the emotions we have, you know, the stories we tell ourselves, our history, all these different things, our preferences, our options, our choices, you know, economics. There's so many ways that as a person we are defined. I challenge everybody to go deeper. I challenge you to look at yourself even beyond that and look at the core of you and see this love that you actually are. Because when you start to see that in yourself, man, you start to judge other people less. You really do, because you start to judge yourself less. So that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit, these specific categories and how we're dressing up and how we're not these things. The truth of us is not these things. And this has helped me on my journey. This is the I can't see where I wrote it, but I actually know where it is. Here it is. So the CPR is, again, the courage to choose yourself so that you can heal, so that you can be a healed, happy person, not a person in pain. P is the ability to know what fear is, kind of, and pass by it so that you can be the better version of yourself and reveal to yourself what really matters to you, the truth of this love that you are, okay? So that's called CPR, and ironically, you know, the restarting of your heart is kind of what we're trying to do here. So I love that I made this CPR up and that description of restarting your heart, because it all makes sense to me. All right. So dressing up. First thing is color I am. Oh, my gosh. We're so many different colors as humans, right? We're so many different colors, so many different varieties, so many different cultures. The sun. You live in a northern climate, you're so much lighter because it's not really that sunny. I take that back, I guess, on the snow, on the slope. Yeah, I think you understand what I'm trying to say is that skin is such an arbitrary way to categorize us. It is, but yet physical characteristics are the easiest way to categorize ourselves, you know? And what does categorizing do? What does defining us do? It makes us known. What does making us known do? It makes us not scary and less powerful, right? So when you don't know something, when something is unknown to you, usually as a human, it does two things. It scares you because you don't know it. And two, it actually empowers that person or thing because it's unknown. So when you know something, I thought about that. I had to deep about that before. And so that's something I've thought with. You know, and I believe that it just makes us afraid of what we don't know, meaning that we're afraid of what's different than us. It's so normal. It's so normal. But when you begin to look at these things deeper and understand what they truly are, it Americanized. I don't even know what that means. I'm just guessing. But you might want to loosen up your culture a little bit. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that culture is a beautiful thing, but it also doesn't define you. It helps you to make choices. It helps you to choose what you enjoy, what you stand for, right? And I think culture is beautiful. But for those who also want to loosen up and be a little bit different than the generations before you, talking about these define you. They help you to play the character. They help you to be you, but the real you is so much deeper. All this other stuff can change at any moment. I mean, you can change what you think about it. You can change the meaning it has. I mean, it does not define you, although we've made it define us. We are designed to always evolve and become more than just what you see, you know? And again, I'm biracial, so I know this. I've dealt with both sides of the coin, and I love both sides of me, which is all of me, you know? But I don't even let that define me. I'm just me. I'm just the essence of who I am, and all that stuff is just extra, and that's how I see myself. That's why I always say that Christina Marie Green J is my name. It's not who I am. I'm so much more than that. I'm so much more than the depth of the outside world and what it gives me, okay? This is where I'm going with this. All right. So even thoughts are so fleeting, right? And we actually, lots of times, we're training ourselves now to have positive thoughts over negative. We're training ourselves the glass half full, to become more happy. We're realizing that thoughts are important, and we need to reflect on what our thoughts are. But have you ever decided that you're changing your thoughts, right? Do your thoughts ever get evolved or become different? Of course they do. So, again, anything that can be changed is not the essence of us, because the essence of us cannot be changed. So we can change the character, the thoughts, the moods, the actions, the beliefs. And if we can change it, it's not the truth of who we are. So maybe I'm not my thoughts. If I can regulate my thoughts and make them better, comes and goes. I was going to say something else about thoughts. It'll come to me. All right. So that's thoughts, but what about emotions? Another thing, our thoughts help to create our emotions, but sometimes emotions are instantaneous. Sometimes we have no idea where the emotions even came from. They're a trigger or they're a reaction to something. To always have a certain type of reaction to things. So emotions as well, they come and go. So emotions come and go, they change. Oh, I love this one. This one I can go forever with. All right, so all of us have a story, right? What is our story? Our story starts with probably pre-birth, and I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, but it starts pre-birth, say. And our genetic right? This is the story of you, because all of us have a life, but in essence, when we look at it, it's really a story about ourselves that we are telling. So if you're not your story, so you're really not all those things. They're there, but it's not the truth of who you are. So it starts early. Then you start growing up. Your parents. Them telling me that I'm confused when I really wasn't until they start to say that. So it's so funny how the outside world can confuse you. That's why at the end of the day, you have to go inward. You have to find some peace to remind yourself who you know you are. The outside world should not be able to dictate who you choose to be, right?
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.